Governor Gavin Newsom and Democratic lawmakers negotiated their own ballot plan over the weekend after failing to convince a tough-on-crime coalition to withdraw its efforts to reform Proposition 47 from the ballot. The progressive ballot measure, approved by 60% of state voters in 2014, which reduced certain theft and drug possession offenses from felonies to misdemeanors to help address overcrowding in jails, and which expanded the state's investment in drug and mental health treatment. In recent years, Proposition 47 has become the focus of critics who say California is too lax on crime. Both proposals would make shoplifting a felony for repeat offenders and increase penalties for fentanyl dealers. Under the ballot measure proposed by a group of county district attorneys and backed by a coalition of business groups, any prior theft-related convictions, even if they happened years ago, would count towards a three-strike policy for increased sentences. It would also create a new class of offenses called treatment-mandated felony to charge those in possession of hard drugs like cocaine, meth, and fentanyl. Meanwhile, the ballot measure unveiled by Democratic lawmakers this week also proposes harsher punishment for repeat thieves, but the convictions would have to happen within 3 years of each other. At the same time, under the Democrats' plan, prosecutors could aggregate the amount of all stolen goods within 3 years to charge harsher offenses, and it would increase penalties for dealers who mix drugs with fentanyl without the purchaser's knowledge. Republican lawmakers blasted the Democrats' plan, calling it a, quote, sham to confuse voters. But Democratic lawmakers said the district attorney's proposal is too broad. They worry its changes would disproportionately incarcerate low-income people and those with substance use issues, rather than targeting ringleaders who hire large groups of people to steal goods for resale online. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan joined San Francisco Mayor London Breed in supporting the district attorney ballot measure in February. He said that while the new ballot measure put forward by Democratic lawmakers is a step in the right direction, he still supports the older proposal because it mandates mental health and addiction treatment for those who commit certain felonies.
We have people dying, literally dying on our streets for lack of supportive services, for lack of treatment, sometimes for refusing to engage in treatment. And it is neither compassionate nor progressive to leave people to die on our streets. I think government's fundamental responsibility is keeping people safe. And this proposal, in my view, still falls short on that measure.
The legislature will vote this week on whether the measure will appear on the ballot. If both propositions win over a majority of voters, the one with the highest number of yes votes will become law. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.